wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
December 18th is National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. Look! Now I look like the front end of a unicorn. Although I kind of smell like the other end. Have a happy National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The full House of Representatives convenes this morning to debate and vote on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Every single member is going to have to make that decision, as they have been doing, anchored in principle.
The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy.
Their entire majority, the legacy of the 116th Congress, will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office.
President Trump tweets this morning, "Can you believe that I will be impeached today by the radical left do-nothing Democrats and I did nothing wrong?" The New York Post reports, debris that killed a woman walking on a Manhattan sidewalk fell from a building whose owners had already been fined and ordered to make repairs. Erica Tishman was 60 years old, an architect. They're scaffolding over that section of sidewalk now. America's listening to Fox News.
And now for your entertainment pleasure, please welcome the St. Nick 5000.
Thank you. Thank you. Why didn't the gingerbread man leave his own house? He was too baked. What do you call a guy who claps too much at Christmas? Santa Claus. I can't stop thinking about Christmas when I was a kid. I'm getting sentimental. Why did Santa's helper get depressed? He had low elf esteem. I can always tell when Santa walks into a room. I can feel his presence.
Give it up for the St. Nick 5000.
Thank you. You've been great.
I'm sorry, but I'm not ready for a digital Santa Claus. Just not. It is 4 minutes after eight. Jesse Lynn is riding shotgun today while Rich looks after Bailey. We're still waiting on a call on her procedure, hoping everything works out well there. And thanks for all the messages of love and support on my Facebook page for our buddy. I know this is really, really, really difficult. We want to start a conundrum. Why don't we do that after we check in with Rich? He did get us our weather for today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. We have a chilly forecast for a couple of days before we start to rebound. High temperature today may not reach 50 degrees. Sunshine, a little breezy. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 27 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, still dry. Mid-50s tomorrow, mid-50s on Friday. Risk of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. And still kind of cool over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich here for Plumbing by LukeWire. Now, you've heard and maybe used LukeWire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by LukeWire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
It's the happy music, because we're going to have a little fun and games right now with a conundrum and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card we'd like to give away. And here is the conundrum. Everybody uses this, some less, some more, but the average person uses 57 of these a day. What are we talking about? 2729228. Again, it's something we all use, some more, some less, but the average person will use 57 of these every day. 272-9228. Call now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Kidnapping charges against one of the men arrested in connection to the disappearance and death of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been dropped. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says they determined that Antoine Fisher's actions weren't enough to qualify as an accomplice. Greenville police have arrested a man on several charges, including child pornography. Police say the 31-year-old faces 10 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of electronic solicitation, and 2 counts of possession of child pornography. And the Montgomery Regional Airport is opening a TSA pre-check enrollment center this week. The application fee is $85 and it's good for 5 years. Enrollment is happening all week by appointment or walk-up. For more information, visit flymgm.com. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I think the same phenomenon that's made me, my hand not work properly because of the chill in the air, must be happening with our phone, getting people to dial and participate in this conundrum. Something that we all use every day, some more, some less, but the average person uses 57. So 272-9228, Mike, you're our starter contestant.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, how about toilet paper squares?
57 a day? How did they figure that out? That is the winning answer.
Yay!
One and done. Oh, for the rest of you, we're sorry that you called. Or no, we're not sorry you called.
Because you didn't.
Yeah, but you didn't anyway. It's Christmas and we're all in misery. So,
hey, Greg.
Yes.
They use more in Auburn.
Yes, we do.
That is
we
true.
Do use more in Auburn,
especially this year.
Oh man, that looked like that was like a snow seam at Tumor's Creek.
I'm telling.
Snowed a little.
All right, you hang on. You're going to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card. We're gonna take less than a minute of your time, and then we're gonna come back. And Jesse Lynn has been riding shotgun, and we're gonna play a song called Snow a Little.
Snow a Little, yes.
Not show.
Not
snow.
Show, it's snow.
Snow a Little.
Snow a Little. We also have Kim Reynolds coming in today to talk to us about the Christmas parade this Friday night and the New Year's Eve stuff going on downtown Montgomery.
Well, all right.
Before I do that, you did notice that I had a change in cars recently.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
It's a nice one, too.
I got another Rogue. I got a 2019, and in just the 2 years, they've added some really nice touches to the vehicle, but I bought it. It's my sixth purchase at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and with all those little additions, including upgraded tires and safety features like the blind spot warning light, it raised my payment $7 to get this car. How about that, Tip Thames? He is amazing. If you're, because I choose to buy, not lease, so if that's your plan and you budget X number of dollars per month, why not stop by and see Tip and see if they can't upgrade you at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Everything on that lot that has their name on the back has their reputation on the back as well. They don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. So whether you're shopping like I did for something of very recent vintage and upgraded an SUV, or you're interested in a car for a first-time driver, there are now three choices under $5,000. Cars that have been vetted that look brand new, really beautiful. They're there for the taking. Put a red bow on one of those for a new driver in your family for Christmas. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. It's easy and fun and very cost-effective to be led into Tiptation. Tip Thames and that team. By the way, credit issues. One way you rebuild credit is to buy something and make payments on time, and they have 22 different programs in the financing office at Jack Ingram as well. Visit or shop online at jackingram.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That's right. Our opinions are our own. And my opinion is that Jesse Lynn is a singing goddess.
Woohoo!
And if you don't like that opinion, I've got some mistletoe on the back of my belt, okay? Does everybody understand what I meant by that? This is snow a little. Let's have some festive jingle bells. And here's Jesse. Two straws. For you non-drinkers out there. Jesse Lynn is riding shotgun, but that's called Snow a Little. I'll put that up on my Facebook page.
Thank you.
because that's just an outstanding piece. I know a little bit about this. I don't know if I told you the last time you were here, I used to work for Styx.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I never, you know, you told me a little bit about it, but we didn't get to really get in the
middle of it. He's modest. He doesn't really like to.
I know you don't like to flaunt it.
No, he doesn't.
It's against my nature to be immodest.
C-S-B-S.
Can I at least take credit? I've had some success in my life. It is 8:17 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And just because it's stupid news doesn't mean it can't be electrifying news. And it's all about a new type of toilet. And this is, I guess this is designed to appeal to business owners who want to limit employee potty breaks. A company in the UK called Standard Toilet, I've used some of theirs, has a new type of toilet with a seat that slants forward.
It's after you've been on there too long?
No.
Like, get up.
No, it's on a 13-degree slope. So some of your weight is on your legs.
So it's not comfortable.
You can't sit there too long.
Right.
I can't sit there that long anyway because my legs go to sleep.
They say your legs start to get tired after about 5 minutes. It's supposed to mimic what you would do in kind of if you were in a gym doing squats.
Yeah.
And push
yourself. I thought he was going to say if you were out camping and had to go to the bathroom.
I'm looking it up now.
They also claim it's good for your posture, puts you in a better position to do your business. But even if that's true, the main selling point is it gets people back to work as fast as possible. What kind of fascism is this toilet anyway?
It's not too bad looking. I looked it up. I mean, there it is. It doesn't look like it's slanted too bad. But that little bit apparently makes it entirely uncomfortable.
It looks like it.
I'll show it to our guest.
$200 to $650 for this slanted toilet, depending on what options and features you want it, like what a CD player.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we're gonna have a CD player, and it's gotta have some Bluetooth.
Gotta have the Bluetooth.
Yes. Gotta have the Bluetooth.
And remember, as we learned in the conundrum, the average person uses 57 squares of toilet paper a day. But I don't know if that's single ply or two ply.
Hopefully two
ply. Jay will get to work on that.
I'm not looking up that.
In food news, by the way, the food story of the year was the stupid Popeye's chicken sandwich thing.
That was a big deal.
People went
to
jail
for it. And they ran out.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A had a great built-in marketing after that. It's like, we never run out of chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Who won?
Chick-fil-A had issues of their own, which we don't want to get into now. But a lot of people are more than a little bit disappointed with it.
Irritated.
All right, top 10 holiday experiences according to parents. Let's count them down with our convenient system.
Number 5.
Ice skating. Well.
Never been.
I've been once.
I have.
And I had on a skirt. It was not interesting.
I've never been ice skating, and I've never been snow skiing.
I've done that.
I say we take a company
or
trip.
Or snowboarding or snow sledding. I haven't done any of that.
We just snow tubing.
We don't have that here.
I love skiing, but I know my limits. I mean, I've been hit by buses and other vehicles, so...
Literally?
Yes. She didn't know that.
I know that. I guess that was a fun fact. I guess I've heard that.
No, I am a 3-time survivor of pedestrian vehicle collisions.
Oh, geez. And this is not him having a wreck in a car.
No.
No, that's him being
pedestrian. This is him being hit by a car.
I got hit by a bus when I was 16. I got hit and ground down a wall when I was in my 30s. And it's been over 20 years since the last one. I got hit by a lady who ran a stop sign and sent me off my bicycle.
Oh, my jeez.
Yeah.
News talk.
But I live. People say they won't cross the street with me, but at least I live, right?
Exactly. And keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind.
I love to snow ski, but I know my limits, so I don't do anything more than a green run.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I took the wrong turn. And I'm on at the peak of a hill that goes down at a much deeper angle. So and you can't, it's not how you can put a brake.
No, you can't brake.
So
no
I'm
brakes.
Trying to snow plow, turn the skis into the snow to at least slow down. Instead, I'm just going faster and faster. And this isn't a run. It's you either go left or right at the base of this hill. So as I'm barreling down the side of this mountain, all I can see is Sonny Bono.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
And so I just tipped myself over, and I went cartwheeling down that hill.
Oh, my gosh.
I left one ski like 100 feet behind me. The other ski with the boot still in it was all the way down the hill, so...
I was about to say, look at you trying to barefoot down the mountain.
That didn't stop me, though. I was just lying. I didn't get hurt.
Yeah. Well,
but it was funny. I went to the next lift to go to. I was actually emceeing a slaloming contest for our ski group. And as I'm going up in the chair to the next slope, I looked down, and it looked like a plane had crashed down the side of that hill because there were all these gouges and divots. And I saw people, like... moving out of the way. That was not something I was good at, was stopping. But it's just nice to kind of like go along and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
We have a call. So we have a call.
Who's that?
It's Lois.
Hello?
Yes.
Lois.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I am Jesse Lynn's grandmother.
This is my grandma.
Oh.
I just wanted you to know that I enjoyed listening to her sing still a little. I'd asked her this last week. I said, Jesse, I'd like to hear you sing that Christmas song. I hadn't heard it since last year. And I was getting ready to go to a doctor's appointment and heard her singing it. And I just had to call and thank you all for playing it. And made me feel better this morning.
Yay. Greg's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't call her Lois, though. You call her Nan.
Nan is. Everybody calls her Nan, even when she did the radio tour. We need to have her in one morning, Greg, because she did a radio tour with me in February and March.
You're welcome to do that.
Anytime. Anytime, Nan.
Oh, I would love it. I love the music. I grew up in music, and I love the music. And, of course, I'm very proud of Jesse.
You're so sweet.
Hey, we're proud to have her as a guest.
Well, I'm glad you did. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Take care.
Thanks, Nan.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye, Nan.
Bye, Nan. Wow. It is 8:24. Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. People do this every year. They designate their Christmas budget for something really meaningful, like a LASIK procedure. What better gift is there to give yourself or a loved one than the restoration of vision? LASIK can do that. You can go from requiring glasses over a period of years through this procedure. It's simple, but it's in the best hands with Dr. Swan and Shin. And you open your eyes, and literally within minutes, you can see like you used to be able to with 20/20 vision. Unfortunately, LASIK will not solve all vision issues. That would include mine. And I was really, really hoping that I would be a candidate for this because I would have had it done 5 or 6 years ago when I first got tested. You need to schedule an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye Physicians. That number is 271-3804. 271-3804. Only takes a few minutes. You could do it on a lunch break very easily. And then they'll let you know if LASIK is an option. And nobody will pressure you, but you got to take that first step. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this amazing practice with 75 years of heritage in the River Region, go to this web address, onlinemep.com, 825.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are past the rush hour. We're back to light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Still some congestion in the city on the East Boulevard, also Atlanta Highway inbound on Taylor Road from Vaughan to East Chase and Troy Highway to the East South Boulevard. Use caution, drive careful. We have no accidents reported to us at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From our I Missed It News department, 61-year-old Madonna, the singer. The Material Girl. Madonna is dating an innocent 25-year-old guy. Here's the story. In music, exclusively on News Talk 93.1 FM. Day 30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You're going to have to put Andy Griffith on that TV because I'm going to destroy that freaking flat screen. I'm not watching this garbage in D.C., this fake, no evidence.
Jay put it on there just for you. He figured you'd want to watch it.
Well, no, we keep it on CBS so we can know when we're doing our thing, and then we just forget about
it. And then forget.
With solemnness and prayerful hearts. You're so full of crap! I'm sorry. I usually don't have these kind of moments until the afternoon.
Yeah, hold them off till the afternoon at least.
I don't think I'm the only person who's a little upset this morning. You will pay. You will pay.
Well, Jay and I are in a good mood.
Weird, I'm fine.
Well, I'm in a good mood as long as I'm not looking at the news.
Well, it doesn't mean it ain't happening.
Have you seen? I mean, this whole farce can't even get a million people to the TV on CNN in primetime. It's like, why are you doing this? Why are you putting the country through this? Why can't you just enjoy a nice economy and come up with better ideas instead of pulling this stuff?
I think networks are going to have a hard time getting a million people to watch anything.
They've the further along we go. Yeah.
I would agree. You know where you should go instead of sitting home and watching this crap on TV? try the Seafood Bistro, right, Jay?
That's correct, Greg.
Okay.
The Seafood Bistro, located right over here by the radio station at Perry Hill Road, 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day. However, their holiday hours, this is going to be easy for you to remember, they're closed on Christmas Day. They're closed on New Year's Day.
Aww.
That's it. They're going to be open for you on Christmas Eve.
Yay!
Regular hours. So if you want to grab some food for your Christmas Eve party, they're going to be open for you and can do that. You want to get some food like the boil bags. Maybe go something a little bit different for your Christmas Eve party and have somewhat of a low country boil. Why not? Give it a shot. Try something different. The Seafood Bistro. Go online to theseafoodbistro.com. That's their website. You'll get to see pictures, because who wants to read? Pictures of their delicious, delicious food that they have there. You can put an order in online if you want to. You can use one of the delivery apps to have it delivered right to your door or your office if you want to do a lunch today, something like that. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook for all the updates that they can give you for holiday hours or any kind of other holiday specials that might come up or when new items get added to the menu as well. It's the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Jay. At 8:32, we're actually dealing with wind chills. I will check out the latest readings while Rich updates the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. We have a chilly forecast for a couple of days before we start to rebound. High temperature today may not reach 50 degrees. Sunshine, a little breezy. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 27 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, still dry. Mid-50s tomorrow, mid-50s on Friday. Risk of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. And still kind of cool over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It's 8:33. Our good buddy Ken Reynolds will tell us all about festivities for Christmas time in Montgomery in just a couple of minutes. A reminder that if you're traveling somewhere to spend Christmas, and you've waited all year for this Griswoldian adventure, don't ruin it by not getting your car checked out before you leave. Stop by one of Don Duncan's three locations, get the works, get the rolling rotation on your tires so they can inspect them, make sure there's nothing buried in there that becomes a time bomb when you're in the middle of nowhere. Maybe you don't have AAA. You should, but if you don't, you should exercise and take all due precaution to make sure you've had the best in the business. Run the diagnostics and check your car out and put you in good shape. They'll top off all your fluids, everything, to make sure your drive is as prepared as possible. Three locations, behind the McDonald's, Highway 14 in Millbrook for Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And don't forget, if you need an accommodation, a drop-off at your house or back to work or a pickup, just let them know. Order it up. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with one more look at the highways this morning. Interstates are moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. We have no issues there. We're looking pretty good around town. We have a little congestion on the Eastern Boulevard around I-85, Carmichael, and Woodmere Boulevards. We have no accidents reported at this time. If you're about to hit the streets, remember, buckle up and never text and drive. And be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Greenville police have arrested a man on several charges, including child pornography. Police say the 31-year-old faces 10 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of electronic solicitation, and 2 counts of possession of child pornography. Kidnapping charges against one of the men arrested in connection to the disappearance and death of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been dropped. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says they determined that Antoine Fisher's actions weren't enough to qualify as an accomplice. And the Montgomery Regional Airport is opening a TSA pre-check enrollment center this week. The application fee is $85 and it's good for 5 years. Enrollment is happening all week by appointment or walk-up. For more information, visit flymgm.com. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And now a star is born. On December 18th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Keith Richards.
Congratulations, mom, it's a boy.
Oh, I was so hoping for a girl.
Yes, well, you can't always get what you want.
Keith Richards, a star is born.
Why does the boss always say I'm the closest thing to Keith Richards people in the River Region will ever get to? I don't understand what he
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Our friend of many years and a guy who was willing to pose with chicken tenders in a Bailey Graham just a few weeks back, Ken Reynolds, good to have you in and talk about what's planned for a very festive Christmas season here in Montgomery.
Good morning. It's great to be here. And, you know, we've had a fantastic December already in downtown Montgomery with the bicentennial celebration and everything that happened last weekend. And the fun in downtown Montgomery just keeps going. This weekend on Friday night, we are going to have the Capital City Christmas Parade, Camellia Bowl Parade, starting at 6:15. We'll be staging in the parking lot behind Crampton Bowl. Then we're going to come down Monroe Street, turn left onto Bainbridge, and then the party really kicks off when we turn onto Dexter and go all the way down to the fountain. This will be a fantastic parade for us this year. We have six bands in this year's parade, which I think may be a record for us.
Wow.
Wow.
I got to drive in it one year. I would have volunteered for this year, but we're a little shorthanded. So I couldn't leave early on Friday to do it. But I remember the 1 year I did it. It was a lot of fun.
I drove in it last year. It was great. Yeah.
This is great fun for us. And, you know, one of the things that really makes this parade special for us is the fact that we also tie it in with the Camellia Bowl. And I've been in this parade for several years, and it's really great to go down that street and look off to the side and see all of the fans that have come to Montgomery to support their teams, and they're wearing their team colors and having a great time and leaving with a terrific impression of Montgomery and all the things that we have to offer and the opportunity to hopefully have their team come back again.
I have to believe that people that come here for the first time are really surprised how different it is from whatever their preconceived notion. I mean, that basically applies to the whole state of Alabama, because I used to see all those silly emails that went around and two-story outhouses and all this crap. This is a modern place, and I was downtown on Saturday. and I was just stunned at the number of people that were down there. I had to go pick up some food, and I parked illegally for a few minutes while I ran to do that, because every space was taken. Everything was full.
Absolutely. So. The changes in downtown Montgomery are just fantastic, and with all of the new businesses that are coming in, with the hotels that are there, with all of the restaurants and all of the other activities that have been created over the last several years, for folks to actually want to come downtown and be with us downtown are really making a huge difference, not only in the way the city of Montgomery participates, but also in the way that we're pulling in more and more tourism.
Did I hear you mention something about New Year's Eve, too?
Absolutely. New Year's Eve. You know, for the last several years, we've done our New Year's Eve celebration in Riverwalk Stadium. And this year, we are taking a step back in time, and we are going back to the street with our New Year's Eve celebration. We're going to be on Tallapoosa Street, right there between Coosa and North Court. Adjacent to Biscuit Stadium.
Right.
We'll have great food vendors out there. We'll have cash bars out there. You'll be able to enjoy all of the things over on Commerce Street and the other areas in downtown Montgomery, and then take a short walk around the corner to Biscuit Stadium, and right there in the street next to the stadium, you're going to find a stage with two bands, all of the other activities, and a fantastic fireworks show at midnight to really bring 2020 in with a bang.
Brand new decade.
Absolutely, the new roaring 20s.
And it just hit me the other day. I have spent this entire decade here. I keep forgetting. Next year is my 15th anniversary in Montgomery. It's gone by so fast. But even in that relatively short amount of time, I've seen amazing changes in the city, and especially downtown. I always saw the potential. In fact, I was looking at, they had some loft apartments they built into one of the old warehouse buildings, so all the walls were brick. It was really cool.
Oh, they are. They're great character in those buildings.
Yes.
And the size of those beams on the inside are just phenomenal.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was like, I did a remote broadcast from that. That's how I got interested. And I wasn't quite financially there yet. And then I had a family, so we decided a nice Montgomery neighborhood like Bellwood West was the place to be. But, yeah, I've seen so much of this in my own time here, and it's a tribute to you and the folks in the city that you keep finding new ways to make it better, and more attractive to people outside the city.
Absolutely, and, you know, we're really excited about the changes as well. You know, with the Camellia Bowl being here this week, and that is our sixth annual Camellia Bowl. Hats off to the folks at ESPN that have been so great to work with in bringing that event, which also puts a national spotlight on the city of Montgomery. And for the folks that want to get out and do something different on Saturday afternoon before the game, over in the Patterson Field parking lot, we will have the Fan Fest. And the bands from both schools, Florida International and Arkansas State, will also be over in the parking lot. So you can come over. They'll have a little battle of the bands thing going on there. And lots of activities, not only for the Christmas parade on Friday night, but carrying on a Saturday for the Camellia Bowl and all of the festivities around that as well.
I think the weather's good for Friday for the parade, Friday night, right?
If we have a little bit of rain, it's supposed to come in late in the evening or early on Saturday morning. So what we're looking for is clear skies and cold weather, which just makes it feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, New Year's, rain or shine event?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, it'll be night. Rain or whatever, moon, I guess. I don't know.
But I'm going to say that with a caveat. If it's flooding like it was several
that
years
one
ago,
time,
that one
yeah.
time, we don't want anybody to plug an amp up in the rain.
No,
down on the open stage, even if it has a cover on it.
I remember that year because there was a lot of concern about what was going to, and then it just
It snowballed.
However, I will say this. Even if it rains, and even if we could not have the bands perform, fireworks can go off rain or shine.
Oh, okay, good.
So we will have the fireworks show on New Year's Eve at midnight, unless we have a tornado.
Yeah. Someday, next time you're in, I'll tell you a fireworks story that you as a person who organizes these big events, you'll appreciate it. Thank you for coming by. good luck, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and to all of y'all, Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season, and also the same to all of your listeners. And we just appreciate all the support that y'all and everyone in the community has given us through the years as we've tried to put these events on and keep Montgomery going downtown and have a lot of fun in the process.
We'll see you in the next decade.
Yes.
No, the next decade.
Oh, I'm feeling old now.
Yeah, right. 46.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with one more look at the highways this morning. Interstates are moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. We have no issues there. We're looking pretty good around town. We have a little congestion on the Eastern Boulevard around I-85, Carmichael, and Woodmere Boulevards. We have no accidents reported at this time. If you're about to hit the streets, remember, buckle up and never text and drive. And be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 8:46. Our rocket scientist of the day is coming up, and it's somebody who actually figured out the age where we realize the meaning of life. We'll let you know if you're there or not, at least according to this. Oh, there's Han Shamwini. He is up and at him today, bouncing back from his procedure. And I just hope and pray that Bailey bounces back just as well.
Waiting to hear on that. Waiting to hear.
Yeah. Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. It's been a great year for them as they have expanded their showroom space. They now carry the tractor-style mowers there, along with the complete line of great products and names you know in the outdoor maintenance business, like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. And there are a great many items there that can be an excellent gift. Maybe you have a young couple in the family that just got a home and they haven't had a chance to acquire these kinds of things. Buy it at a place where when it needs service or repair, they can bring it back, because the warranty means something when you shop with Lewis Lawn. It also means something to do business with folks who are local, who are great, great citizens of the community, and really make you feel appreciated for bringing your business to them. That's where I go, and I hope you'll give them a chance too. Lewis Lawn, their number is 244-9191. They're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass near Walter Craig.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world.
Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee today actually involves some measure of rocket scientist, because we spend a lot of time in our lives at various occasions and benchmarks looking for the meaning of life. And one day we actually do find it. According to a new study, people start searching for a sense of meaning in their 20s, which brings to mind youngsters like
Joey.
And that search keeps on going till we hit age 60.
Oh, man.
That's what they say. Right around age 60 is when we figure out the meaning of life. But after that, we feel like our lives start getting less meaningful as we head into our older years. But for that little window at 60, we have it all.
That's depressing. You spend 40 years of your life searching for something.
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty
then you
bad.
Find it, and then it...
Oh. And then you ain't got 40 years left to live it.
Well, I don't have to ask some of my friends that are 60 or older.
Or older, absolutely.
Yet, because I'm... B-S-B-S-B-S. Before we tell you about the people that can protect you from our morning maroons, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, you know, like letting people die in bed. I can't go there. It's on my Facebook page. Visit Morning Maroon Nominees. All right. We occasionally run into stories where obviously somebody planned a robbery but didn't think it through. On December 10th, a 32-year-old guy named Cabian Coleman broke into somebody's house in Sparta, Wisconsin. That's about 20 miles from the Minnesota border. He ended up hiding in a closet. The people who live in the house realized he was there when the dogs would not stop barking at the door. When they tried to open the closet, he held it shut, but he was trapped. So here's his brainstorm to avoid trouble. He decided his best chance in that circumstance was to pretend he was Santa. So through the closet door, he said, ho, ho, ho. And then said, don't open the door because it will ruin your Christmas surprise. So they cooperated with Santa while they were dialing 911.
Wow.
I would have too, but also I'd have been waiting at the end of a double barrel shotgun and a few extra friends.
Yeah, you know, there are people that practice the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. We have an unidentified man in Florida facing charges because he threw a Pop-Tart at his wife's head, hit her in the arm after he missed the first time. So he is facing domestic violence charges for this.
From a Pop-Tart.
Flying Pop-Tart. Maybe his wife is a
Pop-Tart.
Tart.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, Greg.
This story has no details.
It's never right to be, you know, violent towards anybody. But
especially
what
with a Pop-Tart.
But what did she say? How many years has this argument been going on? Like, I want to know the backstory here. You don't just throw a Pop-Tart.
Also, and that's a waste of food, too.
It really is. It really is. Great food.
Also from that state, Florida, we have a Subway sandwich employee who was upset that his coworker made the wrong sandwich. So he wound up driving to her house and shooting at her mother. We have seen a rash of these stories of massively inappropriate responses to trivial things. But
I think they're paid.
The last two are kind of, I think the first nominee has to get it today, though. I mean, you're breaking and entering.
And then, yeah, Santa.
Right? In a closet. You might want to try. All right, you got me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, hey, don't shoot. I will leave.
But I think I'll pretend I'm Santa.
That'll work.
It worked for the Ring camera.
Yeah. You want to go over that, Jay?
Yeah.
We'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
I think the ultra in his case is especially warranted. It is 8:55. Applied Security can protect you from the Santa that would want to be in your closet yelling ho, ho, ho while your dogs are barking furiously at the door. The idea is to not let him get inside, period. And Applied Security has the technologies that can help you achieve that. That guy wouldn't get... He wouldn't get through the doors here, for starters. But even if he did, our system is so state-of-the-art, so ready. I mean, you just... That's why when we are trained to use our security system, we do it to the letter, because if you don't, you'll know about it real quick. And they have all the latest technologies. The thing about Applied Security, you'll really appreciate it. It's a local company. So they're a phone call away when you need them. If you're interested in having Mark and Vicky help secure your home or your property or your business, call them at 279-8338. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Doesn't Put His Cart in the Cart Corral.
Mr. Doesn't Put His Cart in the Cart Corral.
You are in too much of a hurry to give a crap about the parking lot attendance job. Or if your cart rolls into the only open parking space.
Those people can move it themselves.
You can't spare those peasants a whole 30 seconds.
Grocery shop like your poop don't stink, yeah.
You think you're actually making it easier for the next shopper. They can just take your cart. Oh, selfless sultan of supermarkets. You aren't entitled. You're a savior. You're Mr. Doesn't Put His Cart in the Cart Corral. A real American hero.
Mr. Doesn't Put His Cart in the Cart Corral.
Oops, the wind just slammed it into that Camry.
A couple of minutes shy of 9 o'clock. We have not heard back from Rich yet on Bailey, but I'd take that as a good sign at this point. So we'll let you know. Jesse, you were phenomenal, and you're invited back again tomorrow if you want to come in.
You're right. Sounds good. Thank you guys for having me, as always.
Tomorrow I'm bringing in... last time you were here, did I make chili?
You did make chili.
I got another one.
You got another one, okay. Is it white chicken chili? Is it white chili?
Here's the option.
Okay.
It's chili, and you'll have the option of putting sliced Kaneka sausage in
it.
It's got a lot of beef in it, but if you want to add, it's not the spicy sausage, it's the regular Kaneka, which, by the way, is $3.23 a pound at the food outlet right now. So I understand with all this circus bullshit stuff going on, you have a prestige guest to start.
Congressman Bradley Burns should be calling in right at the beginning of the program here, making time on the impeachment day. Be talking about impeachment and what's going on in D.C. because he's right there in the thick of it, but also talk about his Senate campaign and what he wants to do himself, why he's given up this congressional seat to run, but also what he thinks about, say, certain people getting into the race late.
Oh?
We'll talk about all sorts of stuff. Only for a segment, but he's calling in. Should be good.
Awesome, yeah, very timely with what's going on in D.C. But you'll notice Andy Griffith is on the TV monitor I face because I was ready to throw
something
heavy at that screen.
I believe it.
The TV was going to be broken.
Yeah.
Violent.